Hare Krishna. Humility propels us on the journey from self-absorption to Krishna absorption. Humility is often thought of in a stereotypical way as thinking low about us, oneself, demeaning oneself, and overall letting oneself be treated like a wet carpet that everybody just rubs their legs on and afterwards walks over and neglects. But that is a very wrong conception of humility. Firstly, we see humility as freedom from self-absorption. That self-absorption can be positive, wherein we think of how great I am and we want the whole world to praise us for how great we are. Or it can be negative about how bad I am, how many mistakes I commit, how untalented I am, whatever it may be. So both kinds of self-absorption are negative because they keep us self-centered. We need to become absorbed in some higher reality. And within bhakti, when we practice humility, our purpose is to get absorbed in the object of bhakti, that is Bhagavan, Krishna. So when we practice bhakti, we march steadily towards, humility aids us in coming out of self-absorption and moving towards Krishna absorption. The Bhagavad Gita 7.19 states that those who have knowledge, they become absorbed in Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevah sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. So bahunam janmanam ante, after many lifetimes, jnanavan mam prapadyate, those who have knowledge, mam prapadyate, they become very, they surrender to me. Vasudeva sarvamiti, they understand Vasudeva to be everything. Samahatma sudurlabha, such mahatmas are great souls. Now, if we see, so knowledge is said to culminate in surrender to Krishna. And what does knowledge comprise? That Krishna talks about in 13.8 to 12. And there when he lists knowledge, he starts with the list by talking about Amanitvam, Adambhitvam, Ahimsa, Shantira, Arjavam, Acharyopasanam, Shaucham, Sthairyam, Atma Vinigraha. So he says, Amanitvam, Adambhitvam, humility, pridelessness, Ahimsa, Shantira, Arjavam, non-violence, tolerance, cleanliness, straightforwardness. Acharyopasanam shaucham, worshipping of the spiritual master, cleanliness, sthairyam atma vinigraha, steadiness, and renunciation of sense objects. All these comprise the items of knowledge. These and more. This is just first. There are four verses, five verses, which list a total of 20 items. But the point is, humility is the first. So in a sense, we could say humility is the doorway to knowledge. So the more we are humble, the more we can learn. And in bhakti, the more we are humble, the more we can learn about Krishna. And by learning about Krishna, we march steadily towards Krishna. And we become absorbed in Krishna. Thus, the essence of humility is to progress from self-absorption towards Krishna absorption. And humility is not only, and humility actually, to the extent we cultivate authentic humility, the extent it will propel us in this journey. And because Krishna is all attractive, Krishna is a reservoir of all pleasure, actually humility propels us in the journey towards life's supreme happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.